Democrat Jenny Wilson faces perhaps the highest hurdle of anyone running for office in Utah this year. She wants to defeat Republican Mitt Romney and flip Utah's open Senate seat. But politics are in Wilson's family, and she knows a thing or two about Romney. KUER's Nicole Nixon has this profile of the underdog in the race to replace outgoing Senator Orrin Hatch.
At the end of June, thousands of Utahns marched to the state capitol, joining a national rally to protest the Trump administration's immigration policies. Jenny Wilson was there too, meeting with voters.
And your name is Jenny Wilson?
Jenny Wilson.
Okay. So I'm a county elected official.
Okay.
I serve on the Salt Lake County Council.
Okay.
And I'm running for the U.S. Senate.
Okay.
And you live where?
I live in Pleasant Grove. Right.
Wilson meets Kylie Gonzalez and her 19-month-old daughter, Camila, who's eating a cookie in her stroller.
My husband is of Mexican descent, and so our daughter is also of Mexican descent. And we care a lot about families because of our religion. We're LDS.
Surrounded by people angry and concerned by the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy that led to family separation at the border, Wilson was in her element. A small crowd gathered as she talked about why she opposes the president's policies.
As much as I most, first and foremost, want these families reunited, I don't want this to be America. This isn't Utah, this isn't America. This is not who we are. We have always been strong as a country because of our moral leadership, and we need to get that back.
Immigration has become a central issue in this year's midterm elections, and it's a topic Wilson isn't afraid to talk about. Last week, she challenged her opponent, Romney, to an immigration debate, but hasn't received a response yet. The Romney campaign said he's happy to participate in debates sanctioned by the Utah Debate Commission.
I really strongly disagree with my opponent on this issue based on what I've seen and heard. Mitt Romney has basically claimed that he's to the right of Trump on this issue, and I don't know how you can possibly be a compassionate person and be to the right of Trump.
I ask Wilson if she supports abolishing Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the federal law enforcement agency known as ICE. It's an idea several Democrats have already floated.
I believe in reform, and I think abolishing an agency that has a good intent is not the right step. And I think the idea of ICE being ineffective relates to the fact that we're not, as a nation, handling our immigration issues in the right way.
While Wilson faces long odds against Romney in the Senate race, she's not a political newcomer. Nearly her whole life has been politics. Her father, Ted Wilson, was elected mayor of Salt Lake City when Jenny was 10. In many ways, she's a moderate Democrat like her father. She also worked as chief of staff for Congressman Bill Orton, another Blue Dog Democrat, in the 90s.
I have a deep respect for my dad's era. He was an elected official in the 70s and 80s, a Democrat who worked well with Republicans.
But in some ways, Wilson says she's progressive.
I think young people, frankly, are more open to things that I've supported for some time. You know, women's issues and women's advancement, LGBTQ fairness. But I'm also someone who understands the texture of this state.
Wilson and her husband have two teenage sons. She spent a decade on the Salt Lake County Council, where she says she's learned the art of compromise.
Local governments get things done. And in the state of Utah, which is obviously a very Republican-dominated state, it's important to work with the other side. That's what we're missing in Washington, D.C.
Before joining the county council, Wilson was a volunteer director for the 2002 Winter Olympics. That's also where she developed a working relationship with Romney, who was CEO of the Olympic Organizing Committee.
It wasn't a buddy-buddy one-on-one, but I worked with him, I know him, and I think he's a great guy and has a great family. But I don't think in 2019, Romney going to the U.S. Senate is in the best interest of Utah.
Romney has raised millions of dollars for his Senate bid and enjoys wide popularity in Utah as a former presidential candidate. But Wilson says she has some smaller advantages.
I think my strength compared to Mitt Romney is I get this state. I'm from this state. I'm raising two kids in this state. And I will answer your questions. And I will answer your questions with policy solutions. I did it on the tax bill. I've done it on budget-related matters. I've proposed specifics on immigration. And we haven't seen any direct action from him.
When Wilson first jumped in the race, she thought she'd be running against Orrin Hatch, who's since announced that after 42 years in the Senate, he'll retire at the end of the year. Her odds against Romney are much higher, and polls favor the former GOP presidential nominee. But Wilson says she's been campaigning around the state to get her name out there. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.